21 degrees, and good morning to Jason Kantz as we start the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I got a lot of driving in yesterday.
I bet.
All the way to O'Hare and back. So starting by about 9:30, picking up my wife after 2, and getting back before 7. So made pretty good time.
Wow. Yeah, that's impressive. I was thinking a lot about you yesterday. Actually, last night we were talking about you flying, or that Peggy flying into O'Hare.
And, yeah.
And Tessa said, no, she flies into Eau Claire. And I said, actually, yesterday she flew into O'Hare. And so yep. We discussed why that was. And,
yep. Yeah. She would have been. So, you know, conscious of the fact, like, wanting to save the time. So getting back and going, so we got the nice visit in, right? I mean, we got plenty of
right.
time to talk
yep.
until she nodded off around the Dells. And then.
Sure.
And then also, she's back. She wasn't even going to land until 10:30 last night, or supposedly. So, yeah. There
we go. Yeah. That's significant.
Yeah, and she would have had to wait, like, by herself. You know, it's one thing on the front end of the trip waiting at O'Hare to fly out. She's there in plenty of time. But
right.
once you get back, you want to get back. So,
right, for sure.
All right. A couple of things before we get to the Bible and Colossians today. Yes, my short Wordle streak ended this morning. And again, it's the very frustration I talked about earlier. It became a guessing game. Did you get it today?
I did. I got it on trial 3 today.
Really?
I did. Yeah.
Wow.
So,
what did you do with... Can I ask, what did you do on your first word? No, your first word. I'm not saying.
My first word was flies.
Flies.
F-L-I-E-S.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, that gave you a good start, I guess. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it helped.
All right. Well, it became a guessing game, and you can see where it would, right? You know the word. We're not going to say
right,
the word.
For sure.
So
right,
and I mean, even after the second, you know, on the third, I was in pretty good shape, but boom, boom, guessing, and like the last four, and I'm like, well, this is just, it could have been anything. So anyhow, okay, beyond that, Ally McGraw is 83 today. Ally McGraw is best known for, fill in the blank.
I don't know.
The movie Love Story.
Okay.
With Ryan O'Neal.
And that sounds familiar to me.
And the most famous line from that movie is?
I have no idea.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
Wow, I didn't realize that came from that movie.
Yeah. So having been married for almost 25 years, you and Heather, is that true? Love means never having to say you're sorry?
No.
Yeah.
No. I think love, at least in part, means a willingness to say you're sorry and mean it. That's not just a one-time deal.
What a shame for a movie that's called Love Story to have that as the most famous line, I guess. So.
Well, you know, think about movies, though. How often, like, the concept of sacrificial love gets distorted.
Yeah.
And that'd be an interesting book for a person to write. You just kind of look at that idea.
No, I mean, I think my wife and I, it was a lengthy conversation last night, and then she's waking up, you know, we're both waking up like 2:30 in the morning, and she's like, she's on Liberian time, so it's 7:30 in her head. So she, you know, so
sure.
More good conversation this morning. And yes, sacrificial love. I mean, and I was thinking, as much as I'm enjoying, you know, I love going through Colossians, and we should try to dive in at least one verse today, Colossians 3:11. But I find myself going, it'd be great to just do 1 Corinthians 13 or focus on. But,
that's a good passage.
This has been a good deal. All right, let's do it. Colossians 3:11 today.
Yeah, so Colossians 3:11 says, in this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us.
Hmm. And in Jason's letters to the beloved devotional commentary, he takes Colossians 3:11 and says, my kingdom includes people from many backgrounds, but their shared identity is life with my son. Thoughts?
Yeah, my initial thought is I could have gone a lot further with that. That's such a power-packed verse. And, you know, I think it gets right to the point there that, you know, in Christ there are people from... as I said, many backgrounds, and our unique or our common identity is with Jesus. And but I feel like there could be a lot more said there.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, just kind of pressing into that more. And that Christ in us is what matters.
We give you the opportunity. See, when you read the scripture, I read the commentary, it gives you the opportunity to say more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it does.
As does breakfast tomorrow morning at 7. Will I see you there?
I plan on it.
All right. Let's do it. See you tomorrow. That's there good. We go. Our buddy Jason Cans, WWIB. Get your copy of Letters to the Beloved and follow along. Read the scripture. Read this devotional commentary as if God kind of unpacking the scriptures to you personally.
All right, we are to the third round. This is the first matchup in the third round of our CCM Song Showdowns here in the WIB Wake Up Show. It's Frank against my parents, actually, Steve and Sarah, Johnny Cash against Jason Gray. And from my mother's hymn book, that's going to be the first song up. Johnny Cash, who's been kind of a dark horse this whole tournament, and Frank has nominated When He Reached Down. Again, I think Frank is from the Birchwood area, Havo, and a lot of strong choices here. Jason Gray had a lot of support when he battled Micah Tyler. Which one will win and move on? Always interesting.
Both great artists coming from a different perspective. Johnny has knocked out Newsboys in DC Talk, Jason Gray getting by for King and Country, and Micah Tyler, who moves on to the final four.
Let's hear Johnny Cash right here, right now, then Jason Gray with Every Act of Love. Well, my family is blowing up my phone right now in a group text, because they nominated Jason Gray. Johnny Cash versus Jason Gray. Frank from Birchwood, When He Reached Down, is the song he has in this third round matchup for Johnny Cash against Jason Gray and his song with Every Act of Love. And have a lot of votes coming in. We have 11 minutes left to vote on the WIB listener line or the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. And what have you got over on the text line right
now? You know, it's interesting because when you man the board like you are today, I'm taking the text messages and then you're checking the group.
I truly don't know how it is over there.
And so it kind of reminds me like the cities and the suburbs with an actual vote, right? So actually, I'm still tallying, but actually right now, Jason Gray's up 2 here.
All right. And I have Jason Gray low double digits, it looks like, right now. So again, a lot can change. And it's interesting because sometimes you'll see families saying, oh, we could do 4 for this, 3 for this. Sometimes you see families all together on one. So again, a mixture of that. Always fascinating to see.
I like
see,
what Dan the Trucker said, and he's got Mercy Me in this tournament. He says, that was a very tough vote. I never would have considered Johnny Cash a CCM artist. You barely ever hear him on Christian radio. That was an extremely touching song, though, he said.
Yeah, so there you go. And then Jason Gray with Every Act of Love. And you were mentioning, too, hey, we've seen him in the Chippewa Valley couple times in the last year.
He's worked the area.
Yeah, so again, you know, like any good politician, right? He knows to shake hands and sing songs to get your votes. Maybe he just knew that we were going to do this contest. Well, speaking of contests, Halvo, it's our very first Free Fuel Friday, and we are paying back right here, right now, what someone paid at the pump, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. Without any further ado, with a fuel receipt tallying $77.38, our next winner, our first winner is Rachel Obregon from Chippewa Falls.
You just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
Yes, congratulations, Rachel, and you, friends, could be our next Free Fuel Fridays winner. We are paying off those painful gas receipts every Friday now through April 22nd. More winners coming up yet today. Just submit a selfie at the gas pump or with your latest fuel receipt for a chance to win back what you paid. We're serious. This is real money. We're also giving one of you a $500 gas card. Enter now. Get all the details and rules. WWIB.com/freefuel. WIB.com/freefuel. Congratulations, Rachel.
I think you
Rachel.
Just made her weekend.
$77.38 paid back. We have our first entry into the last four in our CCM Song Showdown. This was our first third round matchup. And who wins and moves on between Johnny Cash, nominated by Frank from Birchwood, and Jason Gray, nominated by Steve and Sarah from the Rice Lake Cameron area. It was Jason Gray with Every Act of Love against When He Reached Down by Johnny Cash.
You know, and Frank, who'd nominated him right from the beginning, had said, you know, Johnny Cash, a dark horse selection. But he says the songs and performance are so poignant. And it worked in the first couple of rounds over the Newsboys and DC Talk, but not against Jason Gray. So Jason Gray advances.
Yes, and Jason Gray ended up winning by, I believe, over 30 votes today. Again, great voter turnout. We're so thankful for your participation. It's fantastic. Jason Gray, congratulations. He's in, can we say Final Four? He's in the Final Four of our CCM
we
Song Showdown here.
We are not
done
for today, though, because the M's at 8:15, Mercy Me, the top seed in the tournament against One Fest Saturday night headliner, Matthew West.
What in the world? Yeah. How are you guys going to decide? You've got half an hour to figure it out.
I got to tell you, Dan the Trucker checking in. He's got Mercy Me. First one to pick any artist in this tournament was Dan. And he's only in the area Thursdays and Fridays. He said that announcement of the next matchup, Mercy Me against Matthew West, gave him goosebumps.
Goosebumps. All right. And again, you can vote starting at 8:15. Yeah. We're looking forward to that, and we will play the songs. But first, it's our weekly tradition, our Friday morning tradition, getting you caught up because, man, it's been hectic for us. We can't even imagine what it's like for all of you. There's no way you possibly can keep up with everything going on in the world, news, sports, politics, pop culture. But we do that for you, and we bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Did you hear about this? A guy in Connecticut was accidentally served a cup of cleaning solution at a Starbucks.
They always say the strongest cups of coffee can clean out the pipes, and now we know that's true in reality.
Yeah.
Well, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has condemned Will Smith's Oscars slap on Chris Rock.
And actually thanked him for getting people to talk about the Oscars.
Yeah, that happened apparently.
Well, speaking of that incident, a White House spokesperson makes it clear that President Biden didn't watch the Oscars.
So he really is just like the rest of us.
There you go.
Recently, billionaire Elon Musk hinted at the idea of buying Twitter.
And then sending all of our tweets into space.
He's good at that.
A new study finds that cats, despite their unfriendly reputation, actually prefer people over their cat food.
But what do they mean prefer? Like prefer eating people?
I hope not.
According to a recent report by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, multitasking drivers are three times as likely to be involved in a crash as people who are not multitasking.
Which is why when I see a dog on a driver's lap, I actually feel safer because the dog is probably a better driver.
Very true.
And finally, education researchers say the subject that kids had the most trouble with while attending school from home last year was mathematics.
I used to be clueless about math, but I turned that around 360 degrees. And that's why we're in radio, and those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
All right, a good showdown for our CCM tournament here, our song showdown. The artists go on, but it's a new song, and we're into the third round. Jason Gray advanced over Johnny Cash earlier. This time around, we've got Dan the Trucker from Janesville. I'm glad he's in this neck of the woods Thursday and Friday, so he's here with Mercy Me. He's got a powerful tune against the OneFest Saturday night headliner announced last summer, Matthew West. This is a battle of two heavyweights.
So driver Dan from Janesville against Heather from Cadott, Matthew West against Mercy Me, Almost Home by Mercy Me against Grace Wins by Matthew West. 715-396-1670. Vote by text. Get a bonus vote in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. Who moves on? We already have our last four, our final four here on this CCM Song Showdown. Jason Gray already punched his ticket, and one of these two in the next half hour is going to do the same.
There you go.
First song, Matthew West, Grace Wins. Mercy Me on the way. We have an official winner. It was trending that way for a while. And now we make it official, Havel. CCM Song Showdown. We have two of the final four sets.
There's a reason Mercy Me is the top seed in the tournament. They are good. They are tough. They were the first group off the board. Dan the Trucker from Janesville and Mercy Me moves on.
Knocking off Matthew West, who had, again, a strong performance. But now Mercy Me and Jason Gray, first two into the final four. It's time for our weekly tradition here on Fridays.
Yeah, we compiled it all down to less than 3 minutes. This is this week's Best of the Week.
Let us regale you with some famous people from throughout the course of history who were part of Nap Nation.
Leonardo da Vinci took multiple naps a day and he slept less at night. How about that?
Da Vinci? Yeah. Seriously.
And on the line with us right now, Josh and Matt from the Afters.
What's your favorite place to vacation?
New Zealand.
We've been telling you that Jimmy Gale's going to be our guest shooter.
Well, I'm doing the prisons. Mm-hmm. And that had 70 guys out last Sunday night. Or a week ago from last Sunday, and I had around 25 of them pray with me, and always see a harvest.
The French Emperor Napoleon, not the greatest guy, but he was not shy about taking naps. He indulged daily while trying to conquer the world.
European out of office is, I'm away camping for the summer. Please email me back in September. American out of office is, I have left the office for 2 hours to undergo kidney surgery, but you can reach me on my cell anytime.
Yeah, exactly.
Though Thomas Edison was embarrassed about his napping habit, he also practiced his ritual daily.
Would we have the light bulb if he hadn't napped? I say no. 20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
Ooh.
90 and humid,
yeah.
Eleanor Roosevelt, the wife of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, incredible woman, used to boost her energy by napping before speaking engagements.
There you go.
I do think that the MyPillow mattress topper is my favorite product of all.
But I have the mattress topper, and I always say to you, for next winter, you and Lindsay got to get the down comforter.
The down
comforter,
right?
Because once you get that, it will match or surpass. I'm just telling you. Gene Autry, the singing cowboy, routinely took naps in his dressing room between performances.
There you go. Go-to snack food.
Shell mix.
President John F. Kennedy, JFK, ate his lunch in bed and then settled in for a nap every day. Most powerful man in the world. Alvo, a stunner.
It was a stunner. One of our top seeds, third day, knocked out Zach Williams, winning on both the text line and in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
This shows you how much your vote counts in this CCM Song Showdown.
Yeah.
Four votes is all that separated Zach Williams and third day.
Oil industrialist and philanthropist John D. Rockefeller napped every afternoon in his office.
What is your least favorite household chore?
Putting the silverware away.
Winston Churchill. His afternoon nap was a non-negotiable. He said, never give up, never give up, never give up, and also nap, nap, nap. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Yeah.
So my recently turned 7-year-old son, our middle child, Cooper, is here. Do you have a favorite subject in school? We homeschool. You're in first grade. What's your favorite subject?
It's fun having snacks.
It's fun having snacks. There you go. There it is, the best of the week. Even my progeny made it as well.
Absolutely.
There you go. Halvo's weekly labor of love. You never know what you're going to find.